doesn't matter.
Springfield Rifle for Nordstrom's.
Nordstrom's shoes are high, all the style and sin. My oh my, must be 100 or 2. Gotta find time and every style. Wish I had a dime for every house stop shoe. Gotta decide what I want for me. I've told you why. I think you surely see. Shoes at Nordstrom's. Now I think you know why.
They can even fit a Springfield rifle.
You're listening to the Ask Dr. Halso live on radio on Listener Perplex Radio Valencia.fm. Prepare yourself for the next 2 hours of the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio with special programming brought to you by the gods themselves. Hail, mighty ones. Bless with fortune and favor all who listen to this podcast. Squawk. Unto those frozen northern seas went the long ships with their complement of men, the spear Danes, the shield bearers, the warriors of Odin, whom some call Wotan.
President of the United States.
Not with love.
Max Frost at 14, a rock and roll singer. At 16, a multimillionaire. And at 24, president. Max Frost's youth platform sent the kids to the polls and him to the White House.
The kids. I love what you beautiful kids are doing.
The power!
You've been listening to Max Frost,
on the side of you beautiful young kids.
His policy, amend the Constitution. His aim, install all citizens over 30 in old age camps.
Yeah, we call them retirement centers.
Like Max Frost. And God help you if you're over 30. The voting age is now 14. Wild in the Streets, starring Shelley Winters, Christopher Jones, Diane Varsi, Hal Holbrook, Richard Pryor, and guest star Ed Begley is the most...
Who wouldn't want to get wild if
made.
Shelley Winters
wild
in the streets?
If you're under 30, you'll want to see it. If you're over 30, you better see it.
Oh, no, they're going to get me. The black dot on my
Otto
hand.
Otto Preminger presents Bunny Leg is Missing. What suspense?
So many
Laurence
movies.
Olivier is immense.
I just want
huge.
To find one simple thing.
In Japan.
One small, simple proof that Bunny Lake exists.
Come on, Sam!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah. The zombies are there.
That's us.
That's me.
That's him.
That's he.
Carol Lilly is keen as a knife.
Care Delay will give you the time of your life.
Come on, Sam!
Come on, he was known for that.
For the show.
The clock will tell you when to go.
While the show's on, can you get in?
No! Come on, Sam!
Please come on time.
I always try to. Me.
They're wild and no angels. Their very name spreads terror. Their credo is violence.
In this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, coveted her and me. Yes, that is the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind blew out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than those who were older than me. Of others far wiser than we, and neither the angels in heaven above or the demons down under the sea can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And the stars never rise, but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so, all the night time, I lie down by the side of my darling. My darling, my life, and my bride. In her sepulcher there by the sea. In her tomb by the sounding sea.
Awesome word. Has to say, for even the lowly caller may sometimes offer an insight into life's mysteries. Hello, you're on the air.
Speak up into the rectifier, boy.
Watch out for the feedback, Jack.
Come on.
Come on.
on. I
put in the feedback, Jack.
We've got another caller.
Turn that caller to the Coleman band.
We can't seem to get that caller.
First caller,
I'll
first caller.
I'll get that
can
caller if it's the last thing I do.
There seems to be someone there.
Second caller, can you hear us?
Second caller, not worth
it's
a dollar.
It's dark as pitch out.
No, they're just being drowned out by the sound effects. We're awfully sorry.
I can't see anything.
I'm not responsible. It just happens.
Being able to adjust to the color here.
You know, I don't know how
these are incredible special effects.
I've earned too much money.
Uh-oh, someone earned too much money? You sound like you're calling from the bottom of a trash barrel.
I guess for some, money is to burn.
Isn't it possible to turn this cooker up?
Yeah, okay.
A quick picker-upper.
Hey, wait a minute. Watch your language there. This is a family program.
A lot of families are up to
my family loves it.
6 to 60.
Uh-oh, if only I still had one.
Been listening to this program. Just put the microphone under your pillow, and the subgenius program will indoctrinate you free of charge. Dolly, the intricate mysteries of the world's largest private jet. Church of the Subgenius.
Oh, yeah, I just want to ask another question. Not too personal, like the guy that jerked before that was talking about.
Dukakis. Yeah, who cares?
I think I was going to Bob.
We had only one.
What do you think?
I'm planning to throw my vote away.
Okay, calm down. Nobody's going
to. Money is to burn.
We'll classify it as safe after we put it to truly subgenial uses.
Oh, there's interference coming from
this too.
You know,
let's take this urine test.
A bell is to ring.
Because if she is, we want to dedicate what remains of this program.
And a horn?
That
horn is the blow.
Dagny is
going on forever
to us. Flotsam and Jetsam.
Money is to burn.
I can't get off this airplane. I'd like to get off, but
no, we'll never get off this airplane. You know, folks, somebody online has a copy of that incredibly rare record, Money is to Burn, and he's offering to sell it, but he's selling it for some ridiculous price, like $700, $800, so what sucker is going to buy that? But that's like throwing your money away, that's like setting your money on fire.
There's a sound that we sometimes hear, and there's a rustling in the mangroves,
where the mangoes grow and the mangrove grows.
A dreadful invisible flying swordfish or sawfish
boil it
native
up and
sphere.
Have soup.
There's no invisible flying swordfish.
Well, it's not good to do.
These are primitive superstitions.
On the other hand,
the enlightened scientific mind
does not
entertain.
I don't want a dead person taking away my job. I don't want a dead person next door to me.
There goes your hair.
If you want to
there goes your hair.
It may be prejudice. I just want to say I don't want to live next to dead
people. I'll put the nails new hair back on.
No, but
they wouldn't want to live next to me anyway.
That's the way it ought to be, but I don't want them near me.
Nope. I just don't want one as a roommate.
No, I sure don't want one moving
Somebody,
in with me either.
I don't want one as a roommate.
I don't want one.
Yes, one must ruminate upon one's uki endeavors.
That one is ruminating on one's roommates.
We were instructed not to
Bulbous
do roommate radio here.
Moans its intolerable mumblings.
I'm afraid you don't understand. Dead people are just as much individuals as anybody else.
That may be, but one has to consider the legal precedent of the rights of the born versus the rights of the unborn. Technically, the dead people are not among the living, therefore they must be classified among the unborn and are thus used and able to receive the privileges of the anti-abortion and Reagan administration sanctions against Planned Parenthood clinics.
Yeah, those were enacted and put into law.
Living things.
And so now the deal fetuses are paying income tax. You folks can afford it because you've got a big fancy deep freeze like the rest of us folks down here at the low end.
What's in that deep freeze, Pilgrim?
God's truth, I dare you to deny that. They got rats as big as schnauzers in there and spiders as big as peach. God, look at the size of it. And that green dripping stuff, don't get any on you. It's a venomous creature. Some of it leaks out.
What's this gray stuff along the cord?
Don't touch that. That is a type of adhesive, a bio glue spun by the spider on its silken threads with its spinnerets, those breast-like organs at the end of the abdomen.
It's inherent ash. Ash derived from mineral constituents, plant material, and coal, rather than from accompanying sediment. We also call this phenomenon intrinsic ash.
Well, isn't it?
Billowing around our ankles. We find it difficult to breathe.
What's this money for? Oh, we just throw in the hole there. Money is to burn.
The ash can
money. Money is to burn.
Is there no one out there in caller land?
They know better than to call here because they can't even be heard or to communicate. They can't get their messages out. They can't stand up straight. They can't shine their shoes. They can't get a decent job. They can't get out of the bathroom.
They can't stop reading your names in October.
They won't do their chores and they won't do their homework.
The problem
they got rock and roll wiring in their ears. They've got flowers in their ears.
Drive their dad's car till it falls apart, but they don't even want to clean the swimming pool.
They won't mow the lawn if you get there.
Hey, have another cocktail, Bernie. Hear that squeaking? It sometimes drives me crazy. You know, that's what these kids call music.
It's a hamster stuck in a...
And that bubbling jacuzzi gets in my wife's mouth.
Look at that galactic X-ray mapping.
My old bubbling jacuzzi, yes.
Surface selected portions of the sky for X-ray sources from the rain.
These low-gravity, low-calorie jacuzzis filled with the most delicious plant edibles.
Highly prized. I don't expect too much. It's all hype and trap-able. It's beautiful. It's all the same as that.
Instrument package consists of 9 gas-filled partial killers.
Surrounded by
13 additional proportional collars.
That collar is way out of proportion.
Those legs are far too much big for it.
Badly configured here. Let's go.
Cluster changes.
Say some sort of monster.
Do viscoreinforced composites and mix those with M562, which is the indium engine indium crystals.
Subgenus plus the
mix before crystal growth.
To the heart. Make a note of it.
JR Bob Dog. Please, make a note.
Okay.
Yes, I'm a deep diver on Diamond Island, and I must say that I've never found anything like this show, anything at all that duplicated the sound of my voice like this. Ha, 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 that's a jackass of a jackdaw.
Diamond Island is where Bugs Bunny found double trouble.
Ever seen
specimens in there?
Rapacious, rampaging.
Okay. Remember, we got a little show person.
I wouldn't fool him.
Take the box and put it out back. By the
it's true. Seems like he wants to get out of there.
Using the handheld maneuvering unit,
spiders were stuck in
this backpack serving both units will be enable him to get out of the box.
Is this your backpack?
Buddy, we've got a caller.
Please keep it off the air.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, is this Bob?
What's happening? This is
not Bob. No, this is not Bob.
This is not Bob.
Oh, well, I wanted to plan some out last night. I saw something last night. I wanted to tell somebody. I just happened to tell somebody.
Yes, somebody wants a smack in the chops.
Well, actually was me and my child, Essie, you know.
Go ahead, manufactured corn.
Well, it was like a cigar. It had lights all over it, and it landed and took my wife away.
When she returned, she had a hideous pornographic tattoo inscribed upon her left buttock. And the smell of alcohol.
Could you turn her over and read that left buttock to us?
Demon alcohol.
Well,
sad memories I can't recall.
Damn
it all. Well, I imagine you feel slight relief and stretch your arms and legs a little bit. Have some room.
Sad memories I can't recall.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to put your hand right there.
Who do I write to about?
Bad call. You write to
J.R. Bob Dubbins.
Okay. That's one. Grappin' Mappa Chappa Gappa.
How do you spell Gappa Chappa?
That's silly. That's
everybody was talking about.
And the zip code is 9417919741999 digit zip code. Furthermore,
hey! That's not fair. Guys, just trying to get some information. You had to blow the collar up to save the collar. There was no other way, Sarge.
This is cold and boring and chilling.
Kind of. Yeah. Exasperating. Ted.
It is.
Hey, take that stuff. Wait.
Magic switching happened and it became yet another show now. As you can see, I've shattered Gavin. We're still doing a little bit of fighting and chatting.
An indigo blue hexagonal
over
mineral.
Over by the Bard Station, there's
a
holdout. It's
a secondary mineral and represents an ore of copper.
And some of the tennis troops are up the street in there.
Don't tell me you're tormenting some sub-genius at an early morning hour.
Why not? I mean, that's what they're there for, isn't it?
One night I was laying down.
Well, I thought we were going to have some sort of a show here, but this train don't pull. The usual things have happened. The usual irresponsible elements have taken control. Forced what could have been a beautiful experience into a might.
Hold this guy into the water until you call.
You'll be glad that you're alive. Until he died.
You beat your life is the story of a young world. A world where there was, as yet, no sun.
Oh, no.
A cold world.
A world early in the morning of time.
Oops. Now you did it.
Creatures that sit.
No,
creatures who must kill to live.
In tiny few tribes stretched out across the face of the continent.
The wilderness. This is Tulip, leader of the rock tribe. The rock and roll tribe. His hole is a cave in the mountains. He knows only a shout
time,
which responds only to brute force.
Put that against the
man. Then he's a giant animated turtle.
Yeah, a giant animated turtle. What are you going to do about that? Completely ignored.
So smart. All right, then he's... I'll buy that. Then he's ignored by a giant turtle.
Oops. Well, the giant turtle is now attacking the south end of the city.
Well, it almost ran him over. The turtle almost ran him over while he was unconscious.
Yeah, that's right. And they have some struts behind him.
And then he woke up and...
those rocket jets in his legs. He's going to catch
him. And he had...
Oh, there he goes.
Raquel Welch bending over. Top secret. The ABM treaty limited each side to two ABM deployment sites, one centered on the national capital and the other on the ICBM. Subsequent fake lawmakers were accepted for by the Department of Defense.
Is there a
reduced the number of allowed sites to one? The United States chose to defend the Minuteman installation at Grand Forks, and the Soviets designed the Moscow system as their allowed anti-ballistic missile.
The Wolfman, one of the first Soviet astronauts.
Hello, Dagny.
Yes, Dagny, we're awfully sorry for the random chaos of this program. Rounding out this show, but I assure you, from the bottom of my heart, this was never intended to be. But fate plays strange tricks.
Eat and survive of the hunted hair.
As sure as
a fiber from the brain does tear. A skylark wounded in the wing. A cherubim does cease to sing. The gamecock clipped and armed for fight does the rising sun affright. Every wolf's and lion's howl raises from hell a human soul. The wild deer, wandering here and there, keeps the human soul from care. The lamb misused breeds public strife, and yet forgives the butcher's knife. The bat that flits at close of eve has left the brain that won't believe. The owl that calls upon the night speaks the unbeliever's fright. He who shall hurt the little wren shall never be beloved by men. He who the ox to wrath hath moved shall never be by woman loved. The wanton boy that kills the fly shall feel the spider's enmity. He who torments the chafer's sprite weaves a bower in endless night. The caterpillar on the leaf repeats to thee thy mother's grief. Kill not the moth nor butterfly, for the last judgment draweth nigh. He who shall train the horse to war shall never pass the polar bar. The beggar's dog and widow's cat, feed them and thou wilt grow fat. The gnat that sings his summer's song, poison gets from slander's tongue. The poison of the snake and newt is the sweat of envy's foot. The poison of the honeybee is the artist's jealousy. The prince's robes and beggar's rags are toadstools on the miser's bags. A truth that's told with bad intent beats all the lies you can invent. It is right, it should be so. Man was made for joy and woe, and when this we rightly know, through the world we safely go. Joy and woe are woven fine, a clothing for the soul divine. Under every grief and pine runs a joy with silken twine. The babe is more than swaddling bands. Throughout all these human lands, tools were made and born were hands. Every farmer understands. Every tear from every eye becomes a babe in eternity. This is caught by females bright and returned to its own delight. The bleat, the bark, bellow and roar are waves that beat on heaven's shore. The babe that weeps the rod beneath writes revenge in realms of death. The beggar's rags fluttering in air does to rags the heavens tear. The soldier armed with sword and gun palsied strikes the summer's sun. The poor man's farthing is worth more than all the gold on Afric's shore. One mite wrung from the laborer's hands shall buy and sell the miser's lands. Or, if protected from on high, does that whole nation sell and buy? He who mocks the infant's faith shall be mocked in age and death. He who shall teach the child to doubt, the rotting grave shall ne'er get out. He who respects the infant's faith triumphs over hell and death. The child's toys and the old man's reasons are the fruits of the two seasons. The questioner who sits so sly shall never know how to reply. He who replies to words of doubt doth put the light of knowledge out. The strongest poison ever known came from Caesar's laurel crown. Naught can deform the human race like to the armorer's iron brace. When gold and gems adorn the plow, to peaceful arts shall envy bow. A riddle or the cricket's cry is to doubt a fit reply. The emmet's inch and eagle's mile make lame philosophy to smile. He who doubts from what he sees will ne'er believe. Do what you please. If the sun and moon should doubt, they'd immediately go out. To be in a passion, you good may do, but no good if a passion is in you. ballads cry from street to street, shall weave old England's winding sheet. The winners shout, the losers curse, dance before dead England's hearse. Every night and every morn, some to misery are born. Every morn and every night, some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to endless night. We are led to believe a lie when we see not through the eye which was born in a night to perish in a night, while the soul slept in beams of light. God appears, and God is light to those poor souls who dwell in night. But does a human form display to those who dwell in realms of day?
It's all part of puzzling evidences, gags, and wacky jokes.
Confusing is this
here
one.
At the show, we'll choose this and this and be with you now.
Oh, it was night.
evidence. Well, what did you do?
Your mom says hi to Puzz, huh?
Yeah.
Couldn't get there on the morning fly.
I'm not quite awake yet.
You and me, too.
Awake by the end of show.
Oh, you yes. know, I've been listening to your show for
old Betsy's belly for a
years.
Boat.
Really?
Over 60
yes.
years.
And sometimes I think that you don't appreciate the callers.
What's the matter here? We got a static problem. Static, that radio demon who grinds his crackler in your ear.
You tell me, babe. Well, what you want?
Who needs that chaos? And yet, it must be admitted that chaos is the essence of entire method of the show itself. I mean, without chaos of that kind, and of course I don't mean actual chaos, but the entire freeform nature of it.
Me. Now, we have our special guest,
Bishop Joey of the First Church of the Last Life, Grand Marshal of the St. Stupid's Day Parade, during this year, April 1st, 2026, at Justin Herman Plaza, at noon, meet at noon, and go on St. Stupid's March into April, to the 7th City, 7 Stations of Stupidity.
The last show, the very last show of the year.
It'll last until the end of time. It's the last stupid in the woods on a snowy evening.
We're going to send this one out to part of our Portsmouth. This one goes
out. Say, I can't see my nose when you extinguish all smoking materials and...
We're going to try to make it through one more 4-inch thick sheet of glass that protects the station from the outer world.
It's
outside the glass. Or actually, it's plexi.
Look at him bobbing around out there on his hoverboard. He's a UFO.
Airline stereo? Traffic like this?
Stumpy, you're five and a half minutes late for work. Thank you. You want me to clean
it? Oh, I smell it.
I'm so sorry. You're a mess. You clean it up.
Caller, so
you got some housework to do. Get out of bed and clean up this mess.
Any questions about the year in religion?
Yeah.
Bishop Joey, one of the foremost authorities on
religion.
We've
never covered it before because it's the end of the year.
It's the end of the year, so we have the summations for all religions. So, yeah, any questions?
The summations. All religions are true.
Remember how popular they were way back.
All perceptions are valid. All ideas are new and all flavors go into the stew. All dressings go well with the salad.
Same number?
That's area code. Why do we spend all our lives to the end justifying the lie and supporting our To live in perpetual war.
So, you have questions, we got answers here. Bishop Joey, the seminal and secular head of the First Church of the Last
Answer,
Left,
answer, answer, answer.
150% less dogma of the late religion, one holy day, your first.
Answer, answer,
we'll
answer,
answer.
What is your question, Bishop Joey? Come on, ask a question.
You've got to ask him faster than that. Come on.
How big is that halo around your head?
Well, if you just bend down here like this.
Okay.
Okay, now look real close.
It's just a little nimbus he's got.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty. See it up close, you wouldn't want to see it again.
can't talk.
He's turning blue. He's turning. Quick, call him. 911. Is it 911? Do you have to dial 510?
Don't dial 911.
Do you have to dial?
This ain't no emergency. Come on. Clowning is all very well, but turning in a false alarm, you're a whole mess of harm.
Get back to it.
What a vacuous vacuum in place of an
intro. Faraway world are bombarding Earth with a
terrifying form of radiation. He's all better. He got better naturally. He's
getting it from another
blithering
idiots.
Everywhere he is.
Bong.
Cuckoo. All right, all right.
Kiss my ass.
Kiss.
Now, come on.
Holiest day of,
not
of the millennium.
On us now, Reverend Howe.
Coming the holy... Don't you think, caller, that it is the holiest day of the millennium?
Oh, come on.
The holiest day of the millennium.
The very holiest day of the millennium.
Today, I mean,
bend over here. Okay, look right down there.
Look at 92. And
roasting away on a fine winter's day.
That's deeper than
slowly
I thought.
Turning
into
protoplasmic goo.
Well, actually, out here.
Jack
Frost, the nipples at your fingertips.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Okay.
I was going to go see it tonight, get properly outraged, and get all huffy and
don't
talk about haircuts and fashions. That's right, and all that kind of stuff. But I thought, now it's 3.5 hours long, too, so you want to see it.
3 hours.
Yeah, that's
I think it's 3:20. Yeah, well, there's an intermission around 1965, And then it gets all heated up again until 1969, and then it just goes all the... How many what?
Is it supposed to be a definitive theory, or...
I think it's just entertainment plus theory, you know, based on theory. Yes, right, exactly. So you can't really tell which is which, but it's probably a lot of fun to watch because, you know, he gets to build exploding head dummies and, it's like seeing the first shot in Apocalypse Now and thinking, oh, let's see what this movie is.
The mainspring of this country.
People into some money and go up
just as tight as it
and I can get behind that because our base is
guaranteed. What about the first shot in Oliver Stone's new record-breaking movie JFK starring Martin Short, John Candy, Eugene Levy.
With this first shot, we shall go forward to a new era.
Waiting for the missiles.
Scientists from a solar system 500,000 light years away have been leveling massive ray blasts at our planet since 1961, softening us
watch
up
out
for an
those
all-out invasion gamma ray blast century. Could extinguish all life on Earth.
For years,
I've been trying to warn about it.
The plan is simple. They are using their so-called Zeta 54 beams to make us all incredibly stupid.
Oh, no.
If you're happy and your eyes are always right, don't you know? Do it. Crowds do it. Even little white clouds do it. You too can be unhappy if you try. Don't you know? It's real, George, to cry. Don't
be a snob. You two can stop if you just tell Ryan. Don't you know nobody left it over? If your heart is broken, you don't know the score. Wipe off that smile and weep a while, 'cause it's a real joke, weren't you too, Cowrie? Don't be a snob. Sit down and sup. Come on.
Acme of
no job.
Kill the president.
Would you please bend over and take a look at this, sir? It's very, it's a strange anomaly.
I don't
anomaly
want to
here
undergo this procedure.
Well, just step this way, Mr. President. Turn your head this way. And you can see it. The anomaly is, it's difficult
I'm
to see.
I'm sorry. I don't even know what anomaly is. Turn your head this way.
And,
okay, now.
We get to find out what happened to his brain, though.
His,
we have it here.
Brain. And
here hidden in a special room below the Capitol, John Kennedy's brain
was no longer the boss.
Maryland.
But we happen to know is that the Federal Giant Spider Research Center.
Maryland.
Lit by a single 200-watt overhead lamp.
JFK.
A kind of a coffin-like thing. It was even in the corridor. It wasn't even in the main room.
Maryland. Of bodiless existence.
Maryland. All right,
and
there.
And I pledge Maryland that every American
Maryland
will one day
Maryland
experience
Maryland. Maryland.
The judge. Did they save Kennedy's brain? Or maybe they put it where the sun doesn't shine. Developed the computer chip that thinks analogically, the brain cell of the robot legions of the future, and the optical chip that goes with it, so the robot eyeball or osculus can coordinate with the robot brain.
And if JFK could just link up with one of these androids.
These androids are anxious to take over, if you ask me. In old Disneyland, well, they took him out of there. Now they're getting ready for Android JFK.
JFK. Noticed there was a lifelike cast, and the way he moved seemed to be a little bit more realistic than
he was practicing those moves for the dance floor. But there was that funny patch, that patch on his skull, right on the back. They called it Sam. That entire part had been lifted away.
No, not Uncle Sam. Sam Patch.
No one was ever sure. But it became the most popular exhibit in the theme park.
In the Patch Adams Pavilion.
One day,
at the. Okay, okay, stand over here. Look, get a snapshot. Back up. Oh, look.
Do you boys have tickets?
Is it really its brain?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, look. It's going to put its little tentacle around you. Look, it's so real. Okay, now hold still.
All right. Remember, kids, it is Christmas now.
Don't be scared. Go ahead. Come on, kid.
You little brat. I brought you here to have fun, and you're going to have fun if it's the last goddamn thing.
Wish I was Bart Simpson. What would he do?
I want to go home.
I don't really believe in Christmas.
What? Don't you believe in Santa Claus?
La, la, la. Yes,
that's the end of the show tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was a pretty good show. Say, what are you doing? Want to get some breakfast or something?
Go get some food, maybe.
Donuts? No, hell, I never can stand
Donut, forsake me, oh, my darling. Tomorrow you must get some food. Donut, forsake me, oh, my darling. Because a donut going to and fro not might resurrect my attitude. Wait along, wait along, wait along. Wait alone.
Just turn to the right.
A little white light will guide you to my blue heaven. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
We hope that as you listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio or other programming here on RadioValencia.fm, that you are happy and comfortable where you are in the tranquility of home. Day is ending. Birds are wending back to the shelter of each little nest they love. Birds are resting. Time for nesting. Resting their weary wings, tired from play.
Well, I guess that about wraps it up. And we are once again going to be bringing this show to a close a little bit sooner than we usually do because it takes so long to achieve escape velocity and get away. Get away from it all. Very important. When that time comes, you'll know it on the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio.
Hey.
this labor-intensive show. It's almost as if I'm being punished for something I did in an earlier life. But that could hardly be. Or could it? Dare to all that may become a man. Who dares no more is none. I'll just use this truth pick to pull out the kernel of reliability. Here goes. And, of course, I must leave no, incriminating clues, as it were, behind. And no, sir, I know the time police are on my tail, and they have been for a long time. So you just don't leave anything behind that can be traced to your DNA, your molecular signature, your morphogenetic field, and your original alien programming. It can never be fully excised from the phenotype. One starred night, Prince Lucifer arose, tired of his dark dominions, swung the fiend above the rolling ball in cloud part screened, where sinners hugged their specter of repose. Poor prey for his hot fit of pride were those. And now upon his western wing he leans, now his great bulk o'er Afric's sands careens, now the black planet-shadowed Arctic snows, soaring through wider zones that pricked his scars with memory of the old revolt. From awe he reached a middle height, then at the stars, which are the brain of heaven, he paused and sank. Around the ancient track stood rank upon rank, the army of unalterable law. The Sea of Faith was once two at the full and round earth's shore, stretched like the folds of a bright girdle furled. But now I only hear its melancholy, long withdrawing roar, retreating to the breath of the night wind down the vast edges drear and naked shingle of the world. Ah, come, my love, let us be true to one another. For the world, which seems to lie